Emily Olmos, and today I'm going to be talking about Lea Michele's new album called Louder. And so I first heard about this album when I was checking my Instagram, and I follow Lea Michele, and I saw dozens and dozens of posts about her new album coming up. And I was very curious because I'm trying to figure out, like I'm trying to predict what her sound is going to be. I know that from her show, for those of you who don't know her, she's an actress on the show Glee. Her voice is mostly used as a Broadway-type voice, and to me, her voice sounds like something I'd hear on a show tune, or she just has that very theatrical voice. So I'm curious as to what this is going to sound like. Her cover doesn't look very out there Broadway-ish. It looks kind of deep and modern. I've not listened to it at all. I haven't researched it at all. All I know is the song's name, obviously who sings it, and so I'm going to listen to it right now, and I want to give you my before prediction and then what I think about it afterwards. I think she's probably going to go for maybe a pop sound. That's my prediction. I can't really picture her doing something else, but let's see if she surprises me. And so I'm just going to insert a clip here of Lea Michele's Cannonball. Who's lighting now, lighting now, lighting now. Okay, so I just finished listening to the song, and I'm very glad that I was wrong, because I predicted that it would be like a pop song, like very upbeat. I thought that's what she was going to go for, and upbeat isn't a bad thing. It's just I was worried that maybe because I predicted it would be pop, she would auto-tune her voice, and instead she utilizes her voice so well because she is able to hit those powerful and long notes that she always used to hit in the show, and I'm so glad she was able to do that with her own song. Now I did my research because I didn't want to do it before. I didn't want it to interfere with what I thought the song was going to sound like, and it does say on the iTunes the genre is pop. So it's not pop where you can go jump up and dance to it, but it's maybe something you can, I would picture like belting out in your car when you're alone or singing in the shower. And so if you want to get the full song, it's on iTunes, and the song alone is $1.29, and it can be pre-ordered today for $13, and it says expected March 4th, 2014. And from what I can see here, there are 14 songs, all by Lea Michele, of course. I see there are no collaborations here. And the average rating, 5 stars. There have been 1,244 ratings as of December 11th, 2013. From what I can tell from the lyrics, it's definitely going to be probably an inspirational type of CD and something very strong and something I think will be very fun to sing along to. So thank you for listening, and you should definitely check out the rest of the song that I did not put in this podcast.